You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Coming out of the All-Star break, I was looking at standings, and I'm trying to find really a better team in the wild card race than the Astros. I quite frankly think that they're, at this point, a better team. I'm going to sound like a homer, but a better team than pretty much every other contender. So I'm going to get the opinion of somebody who actually might know, and that would be Brian McTaggart. I'm out on Twitter. We're going to talk about the Houston Astros. Brian, I really do think that the Astros have something cooking here. That's not saying a whole lot. Obviously, everybody knows that. And they might even be getting better soon. So what do they still need? Do they need to do more to tweak this team, or do you think they'll sort of stand pat?
Yeah, I mean, they could make a couple of changes. I mean, number one, they, like any team, they could add a starting pitcher. And I think they're eyeing left-handed relief help, too. And I think that almost might be their biggest need. Tony Sipp hasn't had a great season. And it's always nice to have that other lefty down there. Remember last year they went out and got Oliver Perez late in the year. So I think we could see that kind of similar deal. Starting pitching is a little more tricky because everybody needs it. And there's a lot of teams that want starting pitchers. The starting pitching trade market isn't deep. So you might have to overpay for a guy who maybe isn't better than anything you have right now. I mean, Keuchel's pitched really well his last five starts. McHugh's pitched well his last five or six. McCullers, you know, he's still got to work on getting his pitch count done, but he's done a nice job lately. Then you have Pfister, who's been their most consistent starter despite a couple of hiccups recently. And then Mike Fiers is the fifth guy. But, I mean, if you go out and trade for somebody, how much better than Mike Fiers is he going to be? And if you do get a guy who's a huge, substantial upgrade, you're going to have to give up a ton to get him. And they've already made a couple of deals like that in the last couple of years. So I think starting pitching is going to be really tricky at this point. So it should be interesting, though, to see what they do the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, okay. So they have they just signed the greatest Cuban player possibly ever, certainly the greatest Cuban prospect, and Gurriel. And I guess he's going to need a little bit of seasoning, and then there's also, like, visa issues. So we may not see him for about a month. Alex Bregman, if I'm reading all the media reports, then I'm totally confused because some are saying he's coming up now and some are saying that he's coming up later and some are saying he's coming up somewhere in between, which is why I have to get off Twitter for a while just to clear my head. So what do you foresee? What is realistic? Where are they going to fit everybody? How is this going to be? Like, ideally, when you look at the team with those two guys, like, who is actually going to be getting the playing time?
Yeah, well, to go back to what you said at first, I mean, no one really knows, of course, when they're coming up, so it's all speculation. So allow me to speculate. I think Bregman will be up by the end of the month, and I think Gurriel will be up in early August. So, but I think, you know, they're both knocking on the door. As far as how they fit in, I think one of the big thing in all this, I think, is going to be the DH. Astros have gotten very little production out of the DH, and I think one of these two guys will DH pretty regularly. They can play third. We know Bregman's done that in the minor leagues. Gurriel can do that. I mean, he's played third a lot. So they both can play third, and I think Gurriel will be in the outfield a little bit. Maybe Bregman, although Bregman hasn't played the outfield in the minor leagues. But I think, you know, they can move Valbuena to first pretty easily. Yeah, that's probably going to mean A.J. Reed goes to the minors, and a couple of guys are going to have to be taken off the roster. But if these guys can hit like their track record suggests that they can, then you're adding two pretty potent bats to your lineup. And, you know, Hinch is going to have a lot of opportunities to mix and match. We saw him the last game they played in Seattle over the weekend. Altuve was the DH. He went 4-for-5. Altuve hates DH, but I think we could see Altuve and Correa, especially Altuve, maybe even Springer, DHing a little more as we go down the stretch to kind of save their legs. And then, you know, you have Bregman or Gurriel to plug in the lineup. So, AJ's a smart guy, and I'm sure he's got mapped out exactly what he wants to do. But, you know, we asked him a couple of times over the weekend about Gurriel and Bregman, and he's like, let's talk about the guys who are here right now. So I'm sure when they walk in the door, he'll give us a little bit better idea. But they're going to come here, and if they hit, they'll play. And it's going to cost some guys their jobs, and some guys probably should be worried about that. But that's kind of the reality. It's the big leagues, and they think they have a shot to make the playoffs and add a couple of potent bats.
Do you think that when you look at the other teams, like the Red Sox, the Blue Jays, I mean, Mariners in some ways, but I mean, do you see, like, teams that are stronger than the Astros as they're playing right now? And I mean, I say that understanding that, you know, they weren't as bad as they were in August and April. They're probably not quite as good as they've been in these last, like, 6 weeks or so. But still, in terms of, like, long-term, I mean, I don't see any other teams being that much stronger than them. They seem to be the least flawed, maybe, I should say.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, bullpen is really solid. Starting rotation's been fine. I mean, for all the holes they have in the lineup, they're still scoring a lot of runs. Defensively, they've tightened it up. Base running has gotten good. So, I think the Red Sox are, you know, I think they're playing really well. I mean, their lineup is really a good lineup. You know, they have some injuries in pitching, and they've made some trades. So, as well as the Astros have played, 33-14, I think, since May 24th, they're still on the outside looking in on the wild card. Now, they were way back, but about 2 weeks ago, they did slip into one of those wild card spots, and they've dropped back out a little bit just because Boston and Toronto are playing so well. But you got two AL East teams that they're chasing, and you know Baltimore's in first place, and those teams are going to beat each other up, and I think one of those teams is going to drop. And if the Astros keep playing like they are, you know they'll be up there in the wild card. The Rangers, I mean, they're only 4.5 behind the Rangers now, and they've cut that lead by more than half in the last few weeks. It's over a quarter of the season now. They have the best record in the majors, so it's hard to argue that there's not a team playing better than they are right now based on that.
Yeah, I continue to marvel at Jose Altuve, as we all are. It's getting to the point now where, I mean, he's clearly like the front runner for MVP, but I can't stop talking about this because, like, he's so far ahead in hits. And I've mentioned this a million times, but Pete Rose and Craig Biggio at the same amount of games play the same age. It's almost uncanny. It's like at some point, just every great, even the great hitters, you know, have lulls here and there, and he just never seems, his lulls last like a game. Do you sense that also?
Yeah, I think he had an 0-for-12. I think it was right after they moved Springer to the leadoff spot on May 24th, which is when they took off and they moved Altuve down. I think he had like three hitless games in a row, and you're like, maybe he wants to hit leadoff, and then, you know, he goes on from there. I mean, he's hitting over 400 on the road this year. I mean, that is absolutely remarkable. I don't know how you put it in words. I mean, he hits the ball. His hand-eye coordination is so good, and he's gotten stronger. He hits the ball so hard. I mean, he hit a no-doubt home run yesterday, and, I mean, it's just he's doing the things that he didn't do a few years ago when he was already one of the top players in the game. And, you know, with the stolen bases now and the home runs and everything, I think you're right. He's the front runner for the MVP, which is really remarkable. And you watch the game Sunday in Seattle when he DH'd. You know, he gets a hit, home run, two hits, comes up, stands for a five-hit game, which he has not had, and he strikes out. And it's an 8-1 game at that point, and he's so disappointed he struck out. I mean, he grabs the bat, he turns. I mean, he that's the way he is, and that probably ruined his whole day. But he has 17 four-hit games in his career. Craig Biggio, club record, 34. He's halfway there.
Thank you so much, and we will see you when you get back into town.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.